This week, I wanted to talk about energy, because energy is everything. It feeds, it's shared, it's influenced and impaired and blackened, and it can also bloom. But it all depends on a few different things. The first thing that it depends on is the people that you surround yourself with. Have you ever instantly connected with someone? That's good energy. That's what people call vibing. Have you ever had a bad feeling? That's a sign. That's an energy that is showing you intuitively what is going on inside of that person that you do not resonate with. We need to be careful with who we give our energy to and what their energy does to us as well. And this is where the self-awareness comes that I spoke about in last week's podcast episode. If you are not aware of the energy that you're putting out, if you are not aware of the energy that others are putting onto you, then that energy can be really negative, can be influencing your life in ways that you just don't realise. You are in a bad mood without knowing where it's come from. And it might just be from the energy that is surrounding you without you being aware of it. The next thing is our thoughts and feelings. Our thoughts will either feed our energy for reasons that are good or for bad. It can nurture and grow, or it can blacken and kill. We need to be conscious of our thoughts and feelings because they are giving the energy around us. They are manifesting the energy around us. If we are constantly allowing ourselves to be surrounded by negative thoughts and always give in to these negative thought loops, or if we allow ourselves to sit in a bad feeling for way longer than we need to, then that isn't causing the energy around us to be darker and darker and bigger, like this big ghoul or ghost that is going to blacken everything else around you. It's going to blacken your perspective on life. It's going to hurt the people around you as well. And that's why we become irritable or we become hard to be around. It's because the energy around us is bad, never mind what we say and what we do. The last thing is our choices. What we choose gives energy to what our lives become. The conscious choices that we make are assigned to the universe. And then the energy that goes with it leads to more of the same after that choice. So we must be careful what we choose before it becomes a snowball of energy for bad. Of course, if it's a snowball of energy for good, then that's great. But we need to be aware of it. What are you actively choosing to do every day? Is it the right things? Is it coming from the right place, that choice that you're making? If not, I promise you, that will be a bad sign to the universe that will bring about bad energy that leads to more of that negative choice making and more of that negative feelings that come along with it. When things go bad, it's usually due to what we give energy to or what energy we allow in our space. Poor thoughts, people or choices will bring poor energy, and when they're not dealt with, it grows. We need to be careful of how much energy we give to things like jealousy, comparison, fear, comfort, bad people, our failures and mistakes, the lack and the loss in our lives, anger, the past, and anything that is uncontrollable. Instead, we need to give more energy to the good people in our lives. Give energy to gratitude. Give energy to the things that we can control. Energy to acceptance and growth and beauty and connection. Give energy to ambition, promise and opportunity. To truth and positivity and possibility. To kindness, to challenges and dreams. To successes and excitement. That is the only things that we need to give energy to. And when we do, more of the same will grow. And our outlook on life, our feelings about people, our pursuits, etc., will come from a good place, will feel much more real and authentic and beautiful. When we allow ourselves to get quiet, when we are intentional and mindful, we can feel these energies. We can be self-aware enough to see where it is going and how it is affecting us on a regular basis. So, my advice to you is to pay attention, to pay real good focused attention on what you're doing and what you're giving your energy to. To make decisions or to take action from less of the head and the mind and more of the heart and the gut, which is you know, a fancy way of saying intuition. To pay attention to bad feelings and good ones, to see them as a sign, to pay attention to what they might be trying to tell us about something or someone. And the last thing is to channel energy with real, authentic purpose. Think about the energy that you're putting out and put it out for the right reasons and to the right people and the right places and the right choices. If we give energy to the wrong things, we'll always have the wrong things. We're choosing to manifest what is wrong for us or bad for us. If you give energy to what you lack, so you haven't got the right money, you haven't got the holiday, you haven't got the car or the clothes. If you give energy to what you lack, then that brings more lack into your life. If you give energy to what you're not, to what you're not good at, or what you don't have, or the person that you want to be is not quite there yet, then you will not bring closer that person who you want to be. You will continue to make mistakes that keep you from becoming that person. If you give energy to your limits, to sadness and setbacks, it will bring more of the same and it will spread. It's as simple as that. So place your energy with intention. Be mindful of the energy of others and be careful with the energy that you emit every day too. I believe that energy is all around us, that it never truly goes away. We can believe that the energy of past loved ones, people who have died, can still linger. I'm not sure I believe in spirits or ghosts, but I believe that their energy can be around me and within me as well. And that's beautiful, and that's enough. I believe that the energy that I am giving to my work will sit in that work, and people who read it will be able to feel it too. If I'm doing things with the wrong intentions, then people will feel that. If I wrote a post that was inauthentic, that I just wrote it because I felt like I had to, then I think my audience would be able to tell because they'd get the energy that is coming from it. Energy is that powerful, guys, and it's not to be ignored. As I said, it links to my last post, which is about awareness. Be aware of the energy. Be aware of how powerful it can be. And if you are not, you will realise that you'll look back and feel that you created this own negativity for yourself. When things go wrong for me, I always panic and I always start to look to the past and all the mistakes that I've made. Well, they're not really mistakes. I don't believe that they're mistakes. But when I'm in that headspace, I look at them as mistakes and I make the wrong choices and I become indecisive. And all of that is so negative. So, of course, no kind of good energy or good results will come from it. Instead, if we get quiet, we breathe and we relax, we trust in everything that has gone right for us, all the things that we are doing and all the things that we do have, then more of the same will grow. So what I know so far, guys, is that energy is beautiful. It is strong and it is powerful. And it is totally up to you if that energy is positive or negative. If that energy is nurturing your spirit or killing it. If that energy will ruin things for you, destroy things for you, or make you an abundant, beautiful life. Take care, guys. Speak to you next week.